Pause record. 59 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Hello, Diaboo. It's just after 10:15 on the 29th of August, and we are close to the student accommodation building. Well, at least the one that we are in, which is Block B. That sounds like a prison block to me, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of a tour of the building. We don't know the whole building yet. When we learn more, I'll give you more, but I thought I'd let you see how we access it. And we've just had breakfast, which for me was an egg, a bit of baked beans, a bit of mushrooms, toast, and some cereal. And that's supposed to last us till 5, because it's a big breakfast on Saturday at 8 o'clock. But that's okay, that's what snacks are invented for. Yes. So now we're going to go. We've crossed the road and everything. There's quite a walk between the food building and where we're staying.
I feel like I'm about 10 minutes.
18 again.
Yeah, good. Good situation.
But I still don't know the way. I've discovered that if I really want to learn a route, I need to learn it with a cane and then use the guide dog. Because if I just learn it with a guide dog, it's very hard for me to know what relates to what. So after this, we're going to go on a cane run. But anyway, we're standing in front of the B block door, and I'm going to take out my little key that has a little fob. Never heard the word fob until last night. So let's fob our way in. We've been fobbed. Now, this door, it's double doors, of course, for the weather. Now, it's a very creaky old building, and there's people in the hallway, so.
I've already called her.
Right, well, you call her then, because I can't get any network. Just handle it on the camera.
We turn right and back again through a door. We tried exploring discreetly at 10 o'clock at night last night. With these floors,
Okay. And we're at the end of this corridor.
And to the left.
Yes, I
have. Room 26. Come in. And immediately on your left, there is a cupboard. Quite a spacious cupboard, as cupboards go.
Yeah.
Oops, careful. And on the right, there's a desk. It has a microwave on it. Not ours. It was supplied. The door's behind us. To our left, there's a two-door cupboard. And to our right is the desk. Past the two-door cupboard along this wall is like a tiny kitchen area. So there's a little sink with a couple of hot plates, believe it or not.
A cupboard underneath it.
A cupboard underneath. And a fridge, a tiny, tiny fridge underneath the hot plates and the kettle. And above that, there's a little cupboard with cups and spoons and plates and room for snacks. To our right is kind of like the room proper. And if you walk a couple of steps, there's a double bed on the right.
Against the wall.
Against the wall, so Jeff has to be an acrobat. There's a, well, we can't say a bedside table on that side because it's a bed foot table because there's nothing, there's no bedside. Mm-hmm. So if you continue.
There's actually a little set of shelves. Mm.
So in front of us is the window, and the right is the bed. Bedside table with a couple of drawers and a couple of shelves in front of me. And to the left is the tiniest bathroom.
It's like smaller, but
it's like an airplane bathroom when you actually sit on the toilet. So if you go in, on your right is the door, on your left is the shower cubicle, which has a big step going into it, but it's not an electric shower, boys and girls. It's a real one. And it's not bad, actually. In front of me is a basin, and to my left there's a little toilet. Now, it's enclosed between two walls. The walls are not the problem. The thing is that the walls have things sticking out on both sides. So on the right, if you're sitting, if you're standing, well, if you're facing the toilet, it's on your left. There's this big toilet paper dispenser like you see in public toilet. And it's huge, and it sticks out about 2 inches more than it should. So we're going to look into removing the front panel to give us more room, because on the other side, there's this electric thing. It's not a heater. It almost looks like a fire thing. And basically, there's no... Not to be funny, but if you sit on the toilet, you got to keep your legs closed. Sorry to say. So it's really uncomfortable. And that's it. So there's not too much in that way. Now let me
read. The table with the microwave on it is also continues, like it's kind of like a desk thing.
It's a desk. It's got some drawers. And
there's drawers in the bedside table too.
And I'm really disappointed that there's no space in the bathroom to put anything. Like, there's no vanity or shelf or
yeah,
cupboard
really weird.
Where there is room for all that. Okay. Dog has been de-harnessed.
I'll just put
things in the cupboard, because there's really no... You can't really put anything anywhere. You got to have a place for everything, because it's...
Yeah, they really, I mean, they could have hooks on the back of the door. And
they
could
have,
they
did.
And they
some of the
have
things are good, and some of the things are really lacking. They could have shelves above the desk.
Yep, they definitely could. The whole space has got nothing in it.
Seriously, because people who come and live here for the year, they're going to need more than this, but... that has the key in it. We're just waiting for the taxi driver to bring our shopping, because the thing is, the Tesco doesn't really deliver on the island as such. It brings everything to a collection point, which is up in Broadwood. And
it's about 20 minutes drive away.
It's about 15 miles away. And so he collects it for us, because there's no point in us collecting it. I've placed the order online. And he collects it and brings it down. So we're waiting for him to show up. That's a drinking dog. And I'll upload this and I'll give you guys more as I have it. It's been a bit weird. The food isn't really great here, I have to say.
I've had worse than it.
They certainly don't give you much, which is, on one hand, it's good, because we're all going to lose weight this year. But, yes. They give you a breakfast at 8 on the weekends and expect you to not want to eat anything till 5. That's a bit crazy. But you know what we're going to do? I know what we're going to do. We're going to unbox a Tassimo. Aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. Since you guys are with me, I'll unbox a Tassimo with you. This is the Tassimo, the Bosch Charni, Charni. Yeah. Put it on the desk. To take the keyboard off it. Now, if anyone has tips for me, like for us, like how to break it in, do we just start using it, or maybe we'll see if we can the manual online.
Yes, I'm sure we have to do something. Where do you plan to put it?
Where the box was. It's the only way, the only place really. Take the box and put it in the cupboard or something. So we can transport it. Unless you don't think we should keep the box.
Yeah, no, we can.
Let's take that off there. Because I can tell you, we had some tea at breakfast and it were bad. Really bad tea. Oh, fuck.
What?
Sorry, excuse my French. I dropped the booklets that I meant to put them on the bed and they fell. They came out of the test and they put them right here.
Yeah. In the boxes. I'm gonna move something here because I've got all these angle retentives. I'm moving the Apple charger. Oh, what's the computer plugged in? Yeah, okay.
It wasn't us who caused it, that you can't put deodorant in your room, you have to put it on in the bathroom because it sets the smoke alarm.
That learned you not to open the window?
Yeah, we always have the windows open, other people don't. And so, for some reason, last night someone put deodorant on after the shower, and and everybody was evacuated. That was fun.
Come out.
I don't know.
That's for my CPAP.
Oh, well. Hang on. I'll let you. I'll help you do that. Yeah.
It's
a test and all. Has a filter. We have to think about how to, or is it in already? Do we get an extra one or no? We have to figure out where to put it in, don't we?
Yeah, I suppose.
There's a what's in there.
So there is something, because it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom.
I think.
Or is there like an inner and an outer?
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't go all the way to the bottom.
No, you just... You lift that. But how do you... Where does the filter go?
How does the filter look?
The filter looks like this. Supposed to be on here?
Well, what else happened?
No, I think it fell a bit.
Oh, did it? This is where I put it. Can I have a look at that bottom outer piece? So big.
Oh, no, but it's still
big enough.
Still what it is.
Right, now, was there anything else to be taken off there?
No, you unwrapped it.
On the top. Yeah, but there's no like other cover or anything.
You can pull it out with this. I don't think it was covered. No, it looks like it's.
It is anything. Okay.
Thing?
First of all, you tickle it.
That's our Tassimo.
That's our Tassimo.
So if anyone wants to tell us how to use it.
Time remaining.
Well, that seems pretty straightforward. You would put a disc in, you put water in, put a disc in, turn it on, start.
Yeah, now is there a difference? Should you put things with milk? Should you put the coffee first, the milk first?
Oh, this I don't know.
Well, we'll try and get a manual for this.
Yes.
This in the cupboard. Try and find your deodorant in that bin.
Alright.
Because I heard something falling into it.
Yep, it did. It fell in.
I would put it next to the wall more. Anyways, that's all. And we'll speak soon.
Pause recording. 40 minutes. Pause recording. Button.